Why does your voice sound bad?
Hey, diehard Bears fan lifer over here. I was screaming my damn lungs out at our boys, you know?
I think it's hilarious. Not hilarious. I think it's telling that I don't think I raised my voice once all day Saturday.
That would so no football. What do you? How'd you do that? How'd you pull that off?
I watched every play. I set up an outdoor like living room situation, not a projector because it was too windy and cold and rainy in DC. So I put up a little like tent for the TV.
And, beautiful.
And then it was just drizzling for the first half, but it had rained for the previous like 12 hours. So yeah. I had a fire pit going for essentially me alone. And then like seven buddies came over and the basement was also open. And I don't think I sat the entire time. And I just would pace nervously and hand out packs of cards for people to open.
Just like a, yeah, like an adult man fidget spinner kind of like
exactly thing.
Hey, do this, play with this.
Yeah, I set up orange lights because I was like, oh, the Bears are Halloween themed, so I'm setting up the Halloween lights. It's great. And I get another week of Halloween lights. I'm psyched.
That's great. Hey, yeah, keep it rolling. I'm feeling good about our team.
How did you feel for the last like 7 years doing this, because this is brand new to me?
Oh, it was so. It felt great because I got to do this with no real stakes involved, but yeah, just the stakes of my own entertainment, and it was so fun. It was awesome. I loved it.
I know this is a weird. Please don't take offense. I don't know why you'd take offense. Is it easier and more fun to root for not your team?
Good question. I, you know what? I'm a people pleaser. I'm a giver.
Okay.
And I like seeing my friends happy. And okay, so I was with, Colin Crawford, who I used to host the football podcast with. And he's a lifer Bears fan. And he was so moved by the experience. And we're at a Bears bar. Everyone there was losing their minds. It was great.
So you were at a bar, so that's good. I refuse to do the bar situation. I can't handle it.
It would have been bad had they lost, that's for sure.
God, the last time I went to a bar to watch the Bears game, we like intentionally left. It was my buddy Harold from Chicago. Like, we left the bar with like sports on to go watch it at a rock club that just had the TV on, like no sound. And that was the double doink.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And we're like, what the fuck?
I don't think this bar would have survived a double doink. That's for goddamn sure. No, it was an intense, I had to wear Bears gear to get in. They wouldn't let people in otherwise.
That's awesome.
So I had a shirt and a hat on loan, and some woman stuck in the bar with like a coat on and then made it all the way to the back. And then had a Packers jersey on underneath, and she was booed out of the room, out of the entire bar. Like 200 people yelled at her until she left.
That's great. That's
it was fantastic. Great. The rivalry is so disgusting that someone like kamikaze'd the bar. Like, what is? Why would you even do that? That's your day. People were waiting in line to get in, and she
God
did that
damn.
Just to do that.
This is in LA, obviously. What bar?
It's called Tiny's High Dive. Shout out to Tiny. That place rules.
Is it a Chicago bar typically, or is it just a Bears bar?
It is. It very much is a Chicago bar. Okay. It looks like on the inside, you're like, oh, I'm in like Hoghead McDonough's or some, you know, like old bar like that. It was very fun. It was a lot of fun. Everything in there is just like brown walls. They sell Malort. It's great. Yeah.
My buddy owns like the Chicago bar in DC, Ivy and Coney, and I've watched Blackhawks playoff games there. I can watch. I prefer to be in a bar for Bulls games, Bulls playoffs games, and bars the best.
That's fun. Yeah.
Baseball and hockey really good. Football, I fucking hate it. It's too tense. I gotta be alone or with people depending on the play. There's not one. You know what I mean? There's too many variables. I don't like this at all.
I agree with you. In fact, I don't like doing it for the Chiefs. I don't like being around Chiefs fans I don't know in LA. I don't mind it in Kansas City. It's cool there, but I don't like it here because I don't know anybody, and the vibes are different, and all my friends don't give a shit. So it's like I kind of have to. I've slowly been putting together a patchwork of Chiefs fan friends, and it's coming along. But a lot of my close friends either don't care at all or don't like the Chiefs. So it's
I've been
difficult.
rooting for you guys the entire run because I know you, and having the Bears be like not good, but like oddly okay, and the Chiefs not being good has kind of messed up my brain in a way where like a lot of people were screwed up by the 2016 election, but not me. You know what I mean? But
You were
this, it's like,
ready, yeah.
but this team is supposed to be the good team. Like what? Why? No, what's happening?
I mean, I don't like to say it out loud all that much, but I did hear Bears fans that I did not know, who did not know I was undercover as a Chiefs fan, happened to say it around me. But they're like, "Caleb's looking like Mahomes. He's got that clutch gene. He comes in at the end of the game, and just like I just don't doubt it at this point. You know, he's done it enough times where you're like, there's an odd serenity that came with the last like 6 years of being the Chiefs. In fact, almost to the detriment, where it's like in the last season, I was like, I think through the Texans game, I was like, they're fine, they're fine. It's totally fine, and I really meant it, and I really felt it, and I felt calmness about it. And then I'm like, all right, they're bad. And then it's like, okay, and then it was a brief window of being like, well, dang it, and then it's over, and then that's it.
Having like not having a competitive December sort of probably made it easier for you.
Oh my God, it switched right into Bears mode. It was great.
God, I'm not even in Bears mode. I'm still not in Bears mode. I'm like, this is wrong.
I mean, I think they have they listen, they got the hot dice right now.
Oh,
And I
for
think
sure.
they're playing the Rams at home. The Rams
I
looked
know.
not great. Stafford's hand is bad, which means if the Bears run defense looked incredible, Bears got a shot.
I
Bears have a shot.
know. Oh, I know. I fucking know. And like Stafford historically not that great at Soldier Field. It wasn't
I
very
know.
good.
Cold weather, he's gonna
Come
have
on.
it's
Come on.
I'm really feeling it. I'm feeling really good about this team.
It's I'm so torn about everything in a good way.
Have confidence. I'll tell you this. That's one thing that I did feel about the last like whatever years of Chiefs stuff is like, just be confident. Who gives a shit? There's no downside to being confident.
All
Have
right,
you,
so
you're gonna get let down. Oh, big fucking deal. It's just football. Who cares?
well, that's the
It's gonna
thing. So
be fun.
I'm with you. So I'm very, you know this, and most everyone that's ever listened to me ever knows this. Like, I'm very conflicted about the whole sports washing and concussions and
Of
all that
course.
shit. So my thing is like, I refuse to buy anything from the NFL or anything that gets money from the NFL. So like, I bought a Dave Duers, no, sorry, I bought a Willie Gault jersey from like a used record store.
Awesome.
So it's like,
Yes.
okay, that's above board. No one's making money off of that.
Yeah,
I have Dave
yes.
Duerson on the mind because I have a Dave Duerson starting lineup figure. And also he killed himself because of CTE. And that makes me,
Hey.
hey, 85 Bears, you gotta do it, you know? excuse me. So anyways, I'm buying all this random shit that's not NFL related, that is NFL related. And I'm like, I'm getting into sports brain, and it's the only thing that's bringing me joy because I live in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, you need it, man.
And it's like,
Enjoy it.
and I'm like, and I'm 100% back on the Blackhawks. Like, I don't give a fuck about anything that's problematic about them anymore, which is very problematic with me. You know what I mean? Like,
The thing is like if you have a stance that you do that is like, I'm not paying the league, I'm not buying a ticket, I'm not paying, buying, whatever, then what's the harm?
Well, for the
You know
Black.
your own brain to say like, well, I'm not, what am I gonna, how am I supporting a bad person or a bad thing if I'm not paying them money and I'm just watching?
Yeah, I'm buying everything used. I'm blah, 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 blah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Do you listen to Gary Glitter every day? I know. The way you separate
I like
it,
Rock and Roll Part One. That's the difference between me and most folks.
that's I know
That's a deep cut.
It's like I don't know. I'm at the point where it's just like I don't think unless I literally only bought shit from my friends, I couldn't trust anything ever. You
Oh
know,
man,
like,
I think I told you this last time. I'm like way deep into sports cards again.
oh yeah.
And I'm not buying like expensive new stuff trying to pull a $10,000 card. Like I bought, remember Pop Stars, the cards
Not really.
from 91? Like the people on the box are Hammer and Madonna and stuff like and
Oh,
Milli
okay.
Vanilli.
Yeah, I didn't really know the name, but yeah, that checks. I get
And
it.
I bought a box of those that should come by the game day. And I'm buying these cards and I'm like passing them out to people. Like, be my friend. Like, what the fuck? Like, I have 100 Kansas City Chiefs and Kansas City Royals cards for you for the next time I see you. I pull them aside. I separate them by like, oh, my friend from Cleveland's coming, so he gets
That's
all my
great.
Cleveland cards. What is that? What am I, why am I doing this?
I think we're all finding our way to cope. If you don't have like a little thing, you're gonna go nuts.
I think this is my little thing. It's literally
Yeah.
little too, which is nice. It doesn't take up a lot of space.
No, I think everyone's finding their own little thing, and I think yours is as healthy as they come. I think some of them are wildly unhealthy. I think I, you know, some people are getting into worse things. Maybe some people do video games or exercise. I don't know, but you get a little thing.
I'm not, see, that's the thing. I already do the exercise. I already do everything in theory that I want to do. This is the one thing I could think of that's like, my wife has zero interest in this whatsoever. Hell,
Yeah.
my wife has interest in Pokemon now because of the kid. And like the Pokemon led to the cards. So it's this weird snaking its tail thing of collector and hoarding. And I don't know.
I'd say do what you gotta do.
What's your midlife crisis?
Oh, good question. I started buying Hiroshi Nagai prints
There we go.
on
That's.
Bai.com.
Yeah, that's it. How much is one of those?
I don't know, 30,000 yen.
Could you do me a favor and send a few photos of what you've bought?
Yeah. There's
Thanks, man.
a couple of them I don't have access to right now. I have them in Kansas City, but my favorite one right now is a print ad from a magazine. For a, I think it's a tequila or something, some kind of liquor brand called Portugal. And the ad, it just shows a picture of a pool and then it just says dude underneath it. And I'm like, hell yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
And it's, yeah, it's, I'm not sure how much dude translates in Japanese, but I think we get the message.
Does your wife like them okay or
Loves them.
enough? Okay, good. That's good.
All in. She's all in with me.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't, I need to have a more personalized secret thing.
No, I think mine, I'm going like thinking back on the last 15 years or whatever, I think it really started for me with gardening. And then it's just
Yeah.
gone into this.
Gardening is great. That's I still do a lot of gardening. I have pepper plants, a lot
Yeah.
of jalapeno pepper plants. That's it. That's my thing.
Do pepper plants have the longest runway of any plant? Because I'm in a city with four actual seasons. You can get good peppers until like November.
I got peppers right now. It was
Well,
40
you're in
degrees last
LA.
week.
Yeah, but that's still not below freezing.
Sure, no, it never hits freezing, but it is cold as hell at night. It gets a little chilly.
It gets a little chilly still. Yeah, all right. All right, bro.
Diehard Bears man. Don't question my credentials here. I'm a tough guy. I'm a city of broad shoulders. I work at the pig iron factory or whatever.
I can't think of a less tough presenting quarterback than Caleb Williams.
Wouldn't that be nice? I
Isn't
like
that
it.
great? I love it. Like he's such a weird dude. We talked about Cena last time. I feel the same ish way about Caleb.
I think that it's a great rival litmus test. The amount of homophobic things I saw on the internet from Packers
Yeah.
people is just like, Jesus, guys, what the hell? And I think it's like it, you. It, That makes it all the more fun is to see others melt down about it.
Yeah, it's really great. But the other team doesn't seem to hate him at all. It's not like their players are mad at him.
Of course, I think that there is, I mean, there's obviously exceptions to this, but I think that the football, one thing it does do is like everyone just like we're falling in. We're, we line up behind the guy. It's militaristic, and it's kind of like order of like
No,
hierarchy.
but I meant the Packers, like the actual Packers after the game didn't seem to hate Caleb. It
Oh
wasn't like
yeah.
the coaches, our coach hates the
I
Packers coach for seemingly no reason.
was
He's
like,
got some.
what? That clip of him just yelling "fuck the Packers" in the locker room. I'm like, I've never seen a coach do that ever. That's wild.
They shouldn't let fans coach games.
That's crazy. I've never seen that happen. I think, yeah, no, him versus LaFleur now is going to be like, I'm glad they just the Packers just said they're signing LaFleur again. So we got
Which
more
is
years
great
of
for
this
us.
rivalry. Yeah,
Why would you
absolutely.
keep him if you don't? I mean, if Ben Johnson does one thing, Lovie Smith said the exact same thing when he got hired. Like, my main goal is to beat the Packers every year. That's all he wanted to do. And he did.
Yeah.
And then once they got rid of Lovie, the Packers just dominated us for like a decade. So
Yeah.
it's why would you tell, like, he's Jordaning this thing. There is actually no rivalry, but in our coach's mind, there is. And it's beautiful.
Oh yeah, no, it's Amadeus if Amadeus was doing it intentionally. Like why is he dunking on this guy so
Yeah.
hard?
Because he can. He looks like a nerd. I don't know what's going on. I just go on social media and I see our friend Tommy doing speeches at bars every week, and it's the best thing in the world.
That makes me so happy, and I think that really it requires Tommy McNamara to do that chant to make it have any kind of positive feelings, because that's an awful chant.
It is some mega church type shit, but I'm in. I'm
I
100%
I told my wife about the chant. I was like, all right, I'm going to a Bears bar tonight. I got to know the chants and shit. And I told her the chant, and she goes, "That is worse than the chop." So,
Oh man. Yeah, you guys still do that.
you guys, some rogue fans. I don't know them. I don't know who these people are.
Do you think the Kansas City Chiefs will win a Super Bowl until Chief the Hawk's out of prison?
That's a good question. Honestly, I'd have a better answer if I knew what his years were, what
I
his
think
sentence
it's
looks like.
forever.
Is it? You
It's
can't
pretty
be
long.
forever. No
It's
one
like
goes to jail forever.
he's like 30. He's like 28 to 30, and he lives hard, and I think it's like a 30-year sentence, so it's forever.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't kill anybody.
Well, you know him.
There's a whole documentary about the thing. I think they would have found a body had
They
he killed
alluded to he's
anybody.
willing to kill.
I mean, is he the most savory character? I don't think so. But the world is difficult, and he's led a hard life.
I mean, if you, it depends on, he'll get pardoned if he needs it.
I thought maybe Trump might pardon him. I
That's
thought
what I'm
that might
saying.
be.
If your kicker is best friends with Trump, if he goes, "Hey, I need Chiefsaholic," it's that simple.
Listen, if there's going to be all these disgusting connections to all these people I hate, you might as well get one nice thing out of it. And that is the
String
Wolfman bank robber
Chiefsaholic.
to come out of jail, a guy that threatened women and stole money.
Football is back, baby.
We are so back. I think the
Oh.
Chiefs win another one while he's in prison. I think they do.
All right. Do you think
One
that
more.
they should let him out for the day and he gets like a purge level day where he gets to do whatever he wants?
Yeah, you get one bank robbery. I mean, he is like he was living the purge, man.
Yeah, he's
He
he he's, yeah, we've yeah.
I don't know. I want. I've been my goal since I saw the documentary about him was to get his rights. I want to write the story. I want to write the movie, the Chiefsaholic movie. But I think they're locked down, unfortunately.
Have you tried? Or why don't
Yeah.
you just write the movie and just see what happens?
I mean, what it's a lot of work for. I guaranteed 0 money. It would be impossible for anyone to buy, I think.
Well, just change it, make it like Billsaholic and make it a guy that also jumps through tables. That's
It's a yeah, he wears a buffalo mask.
yeah. A buffalo is like a wolf.
Yeah, they're very similar creatures. They're hairy, et
Yeah.
cetera. You fill in the breast, you get it.
Yeah. So it's fine. Just do that.
I couldn't. I don't think I could write a Bills thing. I got that's the like, I'm still not able to be positive about the Bills, even though the Chiefs are out, and I know Josh Allen's a great football player, et cetera, et cetera. I can't be positive about him.
His MVP little video package they made with all the like Make-A-Wish kids saying like they're proud of him made me cry.
God, it's that is the problem, is that where is the hole I'm poking in this guy? That he seems like a great person. He seems like even a little bashful, which is like, come on, man. It's there, he's and yet I hate his guts. He's the most likable person in the NFL, perhaps, or at least as far as superstars go. And here I am, I hate him.
I get that. Completely understand and relate to that.
I don't know. I have a list of people I don't want to do well in the playoffs, that's for sure. And it's basically three teams, and the Eagles are out. It's the Eagles, the Broncos, and the Bills. I don't want them to do well.
I don't disagree, but why?
I think the Eagles, because I truly am disgusted when I see Nick Sirianni. I don't like that guy. I don't like that guy. I don't like him. And in the Bills, because I don't want
Well, that's your
any.
biggest rival.
Yeah, and it's not even a rival in the sense of like, all right, this game is going to be a big one. It's more of like a long-term media legacy rival where I'm like, don't let Josh Allen gain on Mahomes' legacy. I
You got a
don't
real
want
Brady
that.
Manning thing going on right now.
Yes, exactly. And so Josh is currently the Peyton, and I don't like him gaining. So I want him out for that, for those terms. And then the Broncos are the Broncos. Fuck the Broncos.
I'm with you, but not completely, because like I just don't like Peyton at all. This
I
is
mean,
Sean Payton.
are you saying, oh, yeah, I hate Sean Payton. I thought you were talking about Peyton Manning again. I hate Sean Payton, and I don't think I like that Bo Nix character.
Yeah, I don't like Bo, and I really don't like Drake May, but I think that's just because they look like mean kids. They look like children, but they look real mean.
White quarterbacks have a certain look. That's why I think Josh is doing so
He looks nice.
well
He looks
with hearts and
pleasant.
minds. Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he shouldn't be a football player.
Yeah, he's from like Wyoming or something. Like, who cares? He's like, oh shucks, he's not like a Drake lacrosse player, or sorry, Duke
No.
lacrosse player.
But didn't Sean Payton play for the Bears?
I don't know where he played, but I
I
can't
think
stand the
he
guy.
I think he was on the like the scab season. I think him and Jim Harbaugh might have been on the same team.
Oh wow, that's fun.
Yeah. Is
I
it?
watched the Scab Super Bowl on YouTube, by the way, like a couple years ago. It's a treat.
What is that, the Redskins?
I think it's Rams. Oh God, who was it? It wasn't. I mean, now it was ages ago, but it was fun to see. I want to say like Suge Knight was in the game. It was like it
Cool.
was crazy.
Are you just talking about jock jams?
Yeah. So
Not jock jams.
I
What was MTV's Rockin' Jock? Rockin'
did
Jock?
someone. Yeah, someone bonked me on the head and swapped in the Rock and Jock tape.
That's it.
The Rock and Jock. No,
Dan Cortez
Suge
sinks
Knight
a 50
played.
pointer.
He was a scab, NFL scab. Suge Knight was.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that nuts?
That
I don't
is.
know. That's
Where is
a
that
fun
jersey?
like.
What team? The
That's
Rams?
oh, that's actually pretty sick. I gotta look up how to get a Suge Knight jersey.
I'm the my one like jersey thing I want to get done this year or sometime is I want to convince the White Sox to sell Larry Poffo jerseys because Macho Man played for the White Sox farm team system.
All right, that's not a bad idea. I like that.
Mean, why not? You have if they play in the farms, it's fine.
I think that counts. I think you're allowed.
And you could do ring name or legal name. I don't care. But that'd be a fun jersey.
Get a Savage,
Yeah.
a
I mean,
Savage jersey.
I think he did like 2 years with the Cards, one for the Sox and one for somebody else. So it's fun. I like fun things. How was your
Yeah.
show? How was your show at wherever the hell it was?
It was great. I had a good time. I did a bit about football, and it was fun.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's been more acceptance of football in the comedy culture in the last 20 years?
I think there's far less jocks versus nerds than it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, it was like line in the sand.
When's the last time you sincerely heard the word sports ball?
Ooh, I've now it's become the people saying don't say it that has
Yeah.
become a cliche.
Oh, huh. Okay.
I hear enough people go like, oh, you're gonna say sports ball, and that now is coming around to being like that's more ubiquitous than the thing you're saying you don't do. It's I don't even hear anybody do the thing anymore.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. I like hearing that.
Yeah, hey, listen, the what is it? Something about the arc of justice bending or something.
Yeah. It's like that. It's like the Obama thing he always
it's
says.
a slow it's a slow turn to the correct way of being, and it's going to take a minute, and it takes a lifetime, really.
That makes sense. It's weird to say this in January, but good luck, Bears. Go
Hey,
Bears.
I think since I started putting on bear shirts and hats, it's been going okay.
What shirt is it?
So
Is it on any player or is it just it says Bears?
it was it's Beavis and Butthead in Bears gear or
Yep.
something. It's like there's a yeah.
I had a long sleeve Beavis and Butthead shirt on under my jersey on Saturday.
I think that might be the reason this worked.
Yep, we did that. You and me.
Nice work. Way to go, buddy.
I'll be wearing it again on Saturday or Sunday, depending on how this night game goes. What do you think? I get why they're not announcing it yet, but it's still frustrating that my future weekend depends on Aaron Rodgers.
Oh God, what he just won't he won't go away.
Nope.
Bears, Steelers, Super Bowl. What do we say?
I'm into it. I just want to end
Wouldn't
his
that
career.
be the ultimate? Yeah, the
We
ultimate
just
boss fight.
we have to end his career the same way we ended Favre's career.
I like that. I think that's it's only right and poetic.
I mean, if you do you remember the Favre? It goes, well, if you don't count the Falcons, it goes Packers, Jets, Vikings, and we killed him on the Vikings. It's the last play he did. So it'll be Packers, Jets, Steelers. That makes sense.
And he almost went to the Vikings too, but
Which, as long as we end his career, that's fine.
yeah, I'm all for it. I don't I'll tell you this just to brag, but so far I've picked correctly 5 out of the 6 games this week, and I
Ooh.
picked the Texans for tonight. So we'll see how it goes. But I've been on a hot one.
Did you put money on it?
No, I did
Ah.
a little bit here and there, but not on the full
Not
slate
a
of six
six-way
games.
parlay.
No, I did not do that.
You didn't want to pay your mortgage for 2 years.
Oh, shut up. Could have been no, it would have worked out nicely had I done that. I did not do that. And I thought I did actually, and I did not do it. I was like, yeah, didn't I put that in? And then halfway through like the Niners game, I'm like, fuck, I didn't do it. Right, so I don't know.
Well, I thank you for your support. As a fellow lifelong Bears fan, it's cool. It's cool
Feels
right now.
good.
Yeah.